Hey there, my name is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. So, today we're going to talk about leadership trick-or-treats, your haunting whispers. So, you know, around Halloween time, a lot of kids go trick-or-treating and adults go to Halloween parties, and it's this whole festivity. Some people participate, some people don't. But we're going to delve into leadership and your inner voice and ghosts and electronic voice phenomena, also known as EVPs. So, and we're going to tie it all together during this Halloween week. So, as you know, leadership can be scary. There's that fear, there's doubts, there's obstacles, there's challenges, there's all these things. The fear of talking, anxiousness over accomplishing major projects. Maybe sometimes doubts might come into our minds about what other people might say, all these different variables. And even the people that might appear the most fearless and not care in the world of what people think about them, deep down inside, those thoughts come maybe to cast that doubt, cast that fear. Yet there's a difference between those that approach those thoughts and process it and push it aside, and then there's those that process it, build upon it, and allow it to consume them. And there's various levels of that along the spectrum, which pushes people to do things, pushes people away from doing things, that causes us to hesitate about things. So all these things and more can cause scariness. Just like Halloween, you see these spooky shows, horror shows, ghosts, goblins, witches. There's superheroes out there, kids dressed in all these different costumes, Ninja Turtles, SpongeBob, zombies, all these different variables are out there. So it's always good to carry your trick-or-treat bag when you're going trick-or-treating on Halloween, and also as a leader. Ghosts can be scary. We've heard of Casper the Friendly Ghost. There's ghosts that don't bother nobody. We've heard of ghosts that do scare people. Poltergeists. Have you ever been in a situation where you're sitting down in a room, at work at the office, walking down a hallway in a hotel, somewhere, and you get this strange feeling that somebody's watching you? You get a feeling of just like you're not in the room alone, and you get goosebumps, you get that your hairs tingle, your hairs lift up. You might even hear like if somebody called your name. Now that's scary. So all those things I've encountered. Whether you believe in ghosts, whether you believe in the afterlife, whatever your belief system is, that's okay. I'm just letting you know on my experience, because I enjoy ghost hunting. I haven't done it recently, but it's something that I've done in the past. So I've captured EVPs, voices from the beyond. I felt those goosebumps, the hair tingling, sensation as if somebody was in the room and you were not alone and that presence was there, as if somebody was watching you. Even hear some really faint noises as if there were voices or some sort of sounds, and there's nothing else in the room with you. So those things can be scary. Of course, with ghost hunting, you've seen the shows on TV, movies on ghost hunting, and some are Hollywoodified, if you may. Some are real ghost hunters that go out and investigate the paranormal. So all these things can be scary, even for the people that are used to going out there and doing it, because each experience is different and you don't know what to expect when you're out there. The same with leadership. You're out there, you're engaged with your team, you're putting yourself out there on social media, you're writing blogs, you're writing books on leadership, you're putting out on Twitter information about leadership, on your Instagram, on your YouTube, all out there, and Facebook, Anchor, Tumblr, Medium, all those different avenues to get out your message on leadership can be scary, because you don't know what the response is going to be. You don't know if people are going to listen, what they're going to say, do. So all that can be scary, just like ghost hunting. So ghost hunters, they need certain tools when they go ghost hunting. Now, what I'm about to list off, some ghost hunters have them all, some only have a few of them. There's novice ghost hunters, there's experienced ghost hunters. But here are the key components that I think are important when you go ghost hunting. You should have some form of recording device, such as a digital voice recorder. Some people use their cell phones and record. Some people use their camcorders that capture the video and the audio. So the main thing is to have something that you can record during your ghost hunting session. Another thing is a camera. Have a camera to capture pictures of your environment, because you never know, you might catch that ghost on your photos. Flashlight and batteries, because when you go and are doing your ghost hunting, of course you need to see in the dark if you're ghost hunting in the nighttime. Also, you can use your flashlight as a way for the ghost to answer you back when you ask questions. And of course you need batteries, because ghosts can drain the energy from your flashlights. A video recorder to record and process the session, so you have it documented and recording, and you can also go back and maybe capture something that you might not have captured on your with your camera or with your digital voice recorder. So using different types of capture mechanisms for video, audio, photography is good. Thermometer, maybe a digital thermometer to capture the temperature of the room, because when there are other entities in the room, like ghosts, it changes the temperature of the environment. Motion detectors that you don't need, but some people use motion detectors and place them in certain parts of where they're ghost hunting, because when the ghosts pass, it sets off those motion detectors. And a notebook or some form of way of writing down notes that you might want to write down. And it's good to keep data in different formats. as backup in case the digital doesn't work, it gets erased, and you have it written down, those experiences. So, and shortly we'll go into how this ties into leadership. The capturing of the voice of ghosts takes patience, because when you're out ghost hunting, you sit there in the room that you're in, the environment that you're walking through, and you might not get any responses, you might not pick up any voices, you might not even see, feel, hear anything. And sometimes you might go to a location and not find nothing. There's times you'll go and you'll get a good experience as it relates to actually encounters with ghosts. Excuse me. So when you're out there ghost hunting, one of the first things you're going to do, set up your equipment, and then once everything's set up, you're ready to go, you start asking questions. Is anyone in the room? How are you doing? Just questions. How old are you? General questions. And just wait for a response. And if there is a response, then you can ask the next question. Initially, you might get scared. And then maybe if you're with somebody, they can take pictures, they can move around the environment and video record while you're asking questions, take turns. And then, for example, going back to the flashlight, when you ask questions, you can say, if you're in the room, can you make the flashlight turn on and off? And that's been a common thing that ghost hunters do, and it has happened. So once you go through that whole session of ghost hunting, you go back and you review the data, you listen to the video recordings, you look at the video, you look at the photos, you listen to your voice recorder, and you hear everything. And in that, you have to be silent and still and just listen real closely into your headphones. Headphones are best to use, I think. And you can also, some ghost hunters put their data into editing software so that they can enhance the audio and maybe take away some of that noise that's there by enhancing the audio and cleaning it up a little. It clears up so that you can hear what that voice is saying, because sometimes those voices are real faint in all of that noise. So the same with your leadership and ghost hunting. So with leadership, you have your leadership toolbox, and you have, when you first start off with a certain project, an approach you want to approach your team with, you start off by asking questions. You ask yourself questions, you ask your team questions, you consult with others, and so you start engaging in questions, and you're listening for feedback, looking at feedback, whether it's through email, verbal, and so you're looking at all these things and processing it. And sometimes there's so much noise out there that it's not too clear, so you go to your mind palace. If you recall the episode we talked about, Sherlock Holmes, thinking like Sherlock Holmes, going to your mind palace. You go in your mind palace, you find that space to process it, refine it, and take out all that noise. Because in that noise is that still, soft voice that speaks to you. It's that inner, your inner self. It's, some call it intuition, some call it their inner thoughts. Whatever you call it, it's that voice in there that's guiding you and talking to you and telling you, I think this is a good idea. I don't think this is a good idea. And it can be scary, because initially, when you realize that this is a good idea, and to take that step in that direction can be fearful, and those doubts are still there. So you process all of that. You push aside that noise of doubt. You push aside the noise of fear. You push aside the noise of what others tell you. And you take action in that direction that your inner voice is telling you. And sometimes that inner voice might tell you, no, this isn't the direction to go. So then you have to then look at the noise that people are saying, go for it, do it, when everything, your intuition and everything inside you is telling you, no, this doesn't feel right. So in that instance, you have to do the opposite, that everyone's telling you to do something, but you know that it's not right to do. And that could be scary, because you're going against what everyone else is saying, and you're afraid that they might be unfriend you, they might see you differently because you're not going along with the greater group. And so good leaders and people that want to take it to that next level often have to separate themselves from that group and not stick to average, to the norms. They have to say, nope, that doesn't seem right. This is the right way to go. And all that is scary. It can be scarier than Halloween and the ghosts themselves. So with your leadership toolbox, you're listening to the voices amid all the noise, that fear, that doubt, uncertainty that can plague your mind. But remember, your mind palace, the fortress that you have in there, and that library system you have in there, how you have that inner voice, that your guiding light in there to help you get through the scary times. And while all this is challenging, think of the opportunities that are there once action is taken, once you go in that direction or not go in that direction. There's no need to fear your inner voice. There's no need to be haunted by your inner voice. Let it guide you. Use it to your advantage, so that you create that picturesque vision, so that you guide your leadership dragon. So it's like a lighthouse, a beacon. It's lighting your path, that still soft voice. And often it can be overlooked with all the noise. That's why it's important at times to get unplugged from all the noise out there in the world and focus on yourself and just think, and not think, overthink, not overkill think, but take that time to process and think and in your mind palace and sort things out and push aside all that noise. So during this time of Halloween, and if you listen to the podcast or watch this YouTube video after Halloween or whenever you watch it, just think about the scariness of leadership and the scariness of Halloween and how there's parallels to it. But by pushing aside all the negativity, pushing aside the doubts, the fears, all that noise, you can overcome the scariness of leadership. You can overcome the hauntings that will come your way as a leader, because they will come. And they will try to scare you. And those hauntings can be mistakes. They can be failures. And sometimes as a leader, you think you're getting tricks and not the treats. But the treats are there. The treats come when you turn those challenges into opportunities, when you take action, when you listen to your inner voice, when you use your mind palace, when you allow that leadership dragon to come out and mature. I mean, come on, you're leaders. You know the value that you have, and you know that at times, while it may be scary, you have it within you. Just like Dorothy had in The Wizard of Oz, like I discussed in the last episode. She had it within her all along. While she was scared at times, the team she led was scared at times, but it was there all along, and she listened to her inner voice, and it guided her and took her to see The Wizard of Oz. So keep your bag ready, keep your leadership toolbox ready, and the leadership toolbox will go more into depth at a later episode about leadership lifelines and all that stuff, and how that all ties into everything that I've discussed up to now. So remember, you have value, you matter. No one can take that away from you. Not even the ghosts of Halloween, not even during your most severe haunting hour can anyone take that away. So keep your trick-or-treat bags and focus on the treats. Throw away the tricks, and you'll make it through this leadership journey. So subscribe to my channel, leave a comment down below, like or dislike this channel, follow me on all social media outlets that I'm on, and until next time, take care.